The Gemara in Shabbos, Tanu Rabbanan, Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Le'anicho Al Pesach Beisoy Mibachutz. The place for Ner Chanukah is Pesach HaBais Mibachutz. Imoyodar Ba'aliyo, he lives in the second floor, and he doesn't have a door out of the street. Manicho B'chaloi Nasmucho L'Rishus HaRabim. Puts it in a window near Rishus HaRabim. Ubishas HaSakona, it's dangerous, the goyim see. Manicho al shulchonoi vedayoi. Puts it on the table. So we have three places. Mitzvah l'anicho al Pesach HaBayis mibachutz. V'imudar ba'aliyo. Manicho b'chaloi nasmucho l'Rishus HaRabim. ובשעס הסקונו מליחו השולחונו מבחוץ, השולחונו ודאי. So, today, in Eretz Yisrael, there is no more סקונו, even that they throw missiles, but there's no שייכס to the Ner Chanukah, yeah? But it's not that the Pshat, they see Ner Chanukah, they come into the house. So, לכור, the הלוכה has to be, that we go back to the הלוכה, that the mocking of the הלוכה, as madliko al Pesach HaBayis mibachutz. This would have to be the halacha. And as a Rebbe Eliashiv, Rabbi Yomin Zilber, they say b'shem the Chazanish, Briskerov, and more poskim, hold that today that the sakona stopped, chodshin Eretz Yisrael, America v'esach nish. No president, but in Eretz Yisrael, for sure the sakona is no sakona in Eretz Yisrael, is no sakona. So in Eretz Yisrael, l'chur, the mokim is, מניחו על פסח הבייס מבחוץ. And Koivis Tshuvas, Rabbi Eliashiv has an interesting tshuva. He brings down, someone sent him a sefer, it was a Yid that lived in Tel Aviv, Choshev Yid. We have a sefer, Dvar Yehoshua. Hine, בפני sefer, Dvar Yehoshua, ששודר לנמר, I got him your present. But I saw it's a chosh of a sefer. So I decided I will look a little bit in your sefer. Bepotchi a sifroi, when I open your sefer, Rabbi Yashi writes to him, Roisi besiman mem, behai lishne. Mikana nitomea al mashe Roisi, this person lived in Tel Aviv, and he came to visit in Yerushalayim. And I saw in Yerushalayim some people light candles outside their house, not in the window. This is what that sefer writes down. How some people in Yerushalayim light outside? And he finishes the Shtekel Teira, the Dvar Yehoshua, lo yizu bilvad, that you're allowed to light inside, even bizman hazeh. If you light outside, you're not yoytze. Vehine, zoktem Rebbe Eliashiv. When I saw the headline, and the headline of your tshuva is Simen Mem Bo Yevur Tzitkas Minageinu She'onu Madlikim Nechanu Einonu Madlikim Nechanu Kibushus Rabim Ava Pishayin Sakona Bezman Hazeh. This is the headline of the tshuva. Tzitkas Minageinu She'einonu Madlikim Bushus Rabim Ava Pishayin Sakona. Choshavti, Zogt Rebbe Eliashiv, Mikavon the Ani Achon of Negalusa, our brothers that came from Golus. Asher Knoagu Bechol Ashonim, Vyoysam Bagolus, Vichayu Beimo, Vyiro, to light inside the house. Gam, Ksholu Loretz, even when they came to Eretz Yisrael, Mamshichim Banoyak, they carry on to light inside. Kikoshim Leikomel, it's a lot of hard people to get to stop a habit that they have. They had this habit to light Hanukkah inside. So because they come to Israel, they will stop the habit. The whole family, the little kids, the girls light them. They just have them in Hogim, yeah? So it's very hard from these candles to stop. The candles can light outside, yeah? So this habit was very hard for the American people to stop their habits. And I thought that because of that, you've written the tshuva to melamed zchus and the people that do it. Aber mikan v'aramaskone she'elu she'oisim katoiro aksuva b'shulchan aruch. And the lighting outside, einam yoitzim deichavosav aloi klum, lo yacholti laholmoy. I couldn't. Omarti osurono v'ere maikamon. I decided I'm going to learn the Indian to see who is right. Rabbi Yashiv has a whole tshuva, and he finishes. V'hine ikvar omu chazal k'shem sh'mitzva leimar dobar anishma mikol mokoyim loy nimnati melichtoivoy. I didn't stop to write my tshuva to you, k'voytorosoy, as advorim ha'amur leel, that you have to light outside, and you're not allowed to light inside. Shemo, bevoye b'irtze Hashem l'kayim mitzvah adlogas anachanukah b'chanukah abo aleinu l'toivo, hopefully next Chanukah yeharer oid pam, if it's not kedai to mekayim halochen shulchan aruch and to start the light outside, and hopefully you will start the light outside and everyone will see you and everyone will follow you and Klal Yisrael will start to keep shulchan aruch. Pachas Yoyis, so this is the tshuva from Rabbi Yashiv. So b'meile, we have to start to find out now, Chanukah is coming. Will we have the light? Inside or outside? And we'll see later that for Bochum, the Shaila is very negea. A lot of Bochum, Bichlal, don't have windows. I go to see Dearest, you know, you go, mamash like bunker inside a bunker, yeah? Mamash like under the ground and one more floor. Yeah, there's no windows. No windows at all. So where you light the candles? It's a Bochum Levatole. To let it stand inside, against Shulchan Aruch. So we'll start to try to mevar the inyan a little bit. We're going to mevar if everyone is mechuyav to listen to Rabbi Yashiv and to start to light candles outside this year, or you could rely on the shittas that you're allowed to light inside or you have to light inside. To mevar this shaila, we have to clear a por chakiras belomdas. And we'll start with the first chakira. Chazal say, mitzvas nerchanike ladliko al pesach habayis mibachutz. Im udar ba'alir second floor, and he doesn't have a daughter, she's a rabbi manicho b'chaloin. Ubishas ha-sakono manilcho al shulchono yvedaya. Lama klar na shaila, bezman ha-gimore, a person doesn't want to light outside, he wants to light on the table. You're right. This person, Bismana Gemara, decided, you're right, I want to put on the table. Mitzadechot Chazal said, Shasa Sakona Manicha Shulchone. So it's mashma that Mitzvah Chanukah is a shtickle reflexible. Outside, but inside. So this guy said, it's no sakona, but I want the light inside. Avada nish beseida. Avada b'dievet is yoitza or not. This is our first shayla. Bismana Gemara, 2,000 years ago, if a person was nichshel and he lived in the Chanukah inside the house, he was yoitza b'dievet or not. This is the first shayla that we have to shtel. So it's five rayas that he's not yoitza. First loshna Gemara, b'shasa sakona. Aba, also loshna Shulchan Aruch. נר חניקה מניחו על פסח הבייס מבחוץ ובשעס הסכונו שאינו ירשי לקיים המצווה מניחו על שולחומר משמע that you're not יועצה. There's another right that the world wants to say that you're not יועצה. The Gemara in Shabbos Chof Alef Amud Bey says מצווה סנר חניקה עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק זוג תסווס ולרי נראה דעתו אין לוחוש שאנו מדליקים בפנים, וההקר לבני הבייס. במילא, בזמן הזה, it's not עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק, it's the whole night. If בזמן חזר, also a person could light inside the house, so even בזמן חזר, why is עד שתיך לרגל מן השוק? Taisa says Bismana said that you could light inside. So it's not Ashtich L'Regim Ashuk. If in the time of the Gemara also B'di'evit you could light inside, so why the Gemara says the Zman is Ashtich L'Regim Ashuk? When it's Ois Regil Min Ashuk, light inside. So what do you say? The Gemara means that if you're lighting outside, Abarei after the Ashtich L'Regim Ashuk, if you want, even Bismana Zman Gemara, you could have lit on inside. Lo Shana Rambam Shait Nishtaze, Vim Omar Azman El Leitakone. But it's a bigger raya that they bring the Bizman Chazal, you are not Yoitze B'di'evit inside. As in Rashi learns the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hidliko mi befnim ve'hoitzio lachutz. He lit in the Nechanika inside and he walked outside. Lo Yotzo. Why? Everyone knows the Gemara. Why is Lo Yotzo? Hadlok Yoitze Mitzvah. So Rashi, befnim, you're not Yoitze. So state klar that bezman chazal befnim yunat yoytze. Okay, the Torah learns the halacha in Shulchan Aruch different. Aber azay state pashtus that bezman chazal yunat yoytze. So these are five rayas that be pashtus bezman chazal you will not yoytze if you put it on the table. Le'umas them, it's a little bit rayas that bezman chazal you wur yoytze b'di'evet. The Ritva says, Over a zman, yeilech lebeisei veyadlik. Shari bibnei hasakone manicha ha-shulchonoi. Velav dafek hasakone, hu adin ruach, if it's windy outside. Yeah, but you could say again, only after the zman, but the zman, after 7 o'clock, you could light inside. Before 7 o'clock, you cannot light inside. Okay, so taki some people that light inside, there's a lot of groups of cloudy, so they taki light very late, yeah? Taki could be the Moshtim, taki why their meaning is the light late. Because they know if you light in Shkir and they light near the door inside, they're not Yoitzim. So these groups of cloudy, so are mak pitaki to light late. We'll get to them in a second. It's a Rashbo, it's a Givaldike Rashbo that is mashma that the Dievid you could light inside. Listen to the Rashbo. Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, a person has money. Other than Ner Chanukah, other than Ner Shabbos. What he lights? Ner Shabbos, Mishum Shlem Beise. Frag the Rashba, light inside, and you will have also Ner Shabbos and also Ner Chanukah. A raya, ain't lenu reshus leishtamesh bohem. But if yes, lenu reshus leishtamesh bohem, frag the Rashba, light inside, and you will have both. Aye, as long as you have to light outside. Steht in Rashba, but with the Yevit, you could light inside. The Rashba says, what? The Gemara says, the Chanukah and the Shabbos. The Shabbos only Mishum Shlem Beise. Light in the Chanukah, or the Dima, the Gemara says, Kersum Ad Nisa Ad Dife, and you have to light outside. Light inside, you will have both. Again, you could be Doichik a little bit. That the Pshat is, the Chanukah and the Shabbos, the Shabbos only Mishum Shlem Beise, so anyway, you're going to lose the Chanukah. So frag the Rashba, if you're anyway losing it, it's like Shaz HaSakon. So, the Ritva also is mashma. The Ritva says, "Velav dafka sakone, shli horig v'al yavo." Even if it's a tsar or evo, like in France, he says, even then it was already. He says, if people hate us, like in France, so also you can light inside. Tanya never changes. Alamo v'shteit is v'netzach. Yeah, but that's like, in France, they hate us, you can light inside. It's not good to light outside in France. Aber mikol mekoyim, we'll call it like that. So the first chakira that we stelled, I want to mommy, if bezman chazal b'di'evet, you could light inside. And we say the ruach ha-dvorim is that bezman chazal b'di'evet, you cannot light inside. The shtikul ra is that yes, but we will name tzachon in chakira aleph, chakira a, that bezman chazal b'di'evet, you can light inside. We'll go to chakira beis. Abba, we said, if you live in the second floor, you could put it in the window. What if Bizman Chazal, you're living in the first floor, and you want to put it in a window? You have to light outside. But you want to use a window. Say that I gemore is manicho bachutz. If you live in the second floor, you could use the window. You live in the first floor, but you want to use the window. The window helps, but you have it or not. It's dafka din pesach habayis mi bachutz. If someone lives in the second floor, they gave him a window. or does not mistabel. First floor, outside, second floor could have a window. If window is good for the second floor, window is good for the first floor. Avada lekatchila, you have to light outside. One of the alumnus of the Chkira was said to the alumnus Shavek. It's like two takonas for first floor, outside, second floor, window. Other name? I remember when I was learning Yeredeya, so I was fired once. In one place, I want different rabbi to give me a smichas. I went once to a big rav in London. So for a couple of days, I said I wanted to fire. So if I have, then I had one mishaila. He says a person is going to buy an apartment. He wants to know what is better for him to buy. The bottom floor. He has a door to a shusarabim, kilayt chanukah kilchasa, or the fifth floor, and there he could mekayim mitzvah smaike deraisa. What mitzvah is better? Chanukah is the Rabbonon, Pirsum and Nisa, Dosi Deraisa. I started to hear him. He told me, you failed the test, you will not get a smicha by me. So the guy failed, but let me to know what is the answer. He said, a Rav could answer, Nachmanis and the rabbits and Shabbos, you have to carry up the kids, you have to buy it about it. If you start to have Shabbos belovedness, you can't be a Rav. You can be a Tavit Chacham, but you can't Rav. Go back to Eretz Yisrael. Here in London, we need Rabbonim that know to be sensitive. So I didn't become a Rav in London. Mikol Mekoyim. But that's in the Shailah. That's the Gemara in the Shailah. So again, so what is a Chkira Be'etz? Chazal gave two places. Downstairs, outside, and upstairs, window. But not Mistaba, there was two places. Mistaba, that window and door have the same koyach. The Chazanish, Moshe Feinstein, Briskerov said, window is like a door. Window is like a door. But don't feel so good that you light in the window. Well, see, it has to be Lamato Me'esrim Amo. But first of all, the Klolim. Then we have one suffix, maybe even Bizman HaGemor, people that live near the door, but they have an Ayoitz. Maybe even Bizman HaGemor. And then, the whole tumor is not a big tumor, it's only a tumor like a tchile. But if you have it, if you light inside, it's okay. Even if we decide inside is not good, Bizman HaGemor, it's a brocha levatole. Or if someone lights in the window, Bizman HaGemor, it's not a brocha levatole. The third chakira is Negeat to America. And this is Keilu coming from the second Chakir. If we decide that window is like a door, so if you live in a neighborhood that it's dangerous to put it outside, but it's not dangerous to put in the window, you mechuyev to put in the window or not? Let's say in America, most places, maybe outside, target people could take it, the goyim could take it, grab it, play with it. But in the window, most places, no one will attack the house. You could say, but I want to be like the chassidim and I'll put it inside the house. Or you're right, there is no sakone. Sakone outside, but there's no sakone in the window. And here Be'ezim is the same shaila. If window is not a real place, so you're not mechuyev to go to the window. But if window is like a door, so you're right, this person can light outside, but he could light in a window. And the Mishnah Berurah is about the loshen. Kayoim shemanichim bifnim, mi sheyesh lo chaloin ve'ein sakone, lekatchila yanichov shom ve'lo liyad hadelas. Why the Mishnah Berurah says only lekatchila? Why he doesn't say chayev? Moshe says chayev. So they don't want to say if it's dangerous outside, the chaloin is not chal. The ikir takone has to be the option to light outside. So now that we cleared the lomda shechakiras, come we'll go back to the halacha. Rabbi Yashiv comes and says, in the tshuva, I don't know what is the matzav of Chutz Laaretz, but in Eretz Yisrael, as a matzav of Yidden, there's no sakona to light outside. Yerushalayim, no one will stop you, no one will punish you, you're allowed to lekatchil light outside, you mechuyev to light outside, and inside you're not yoytze, it's a brocha levatole. That's the halacha of Rabbi Yashiv. Window, so it's something else. But if it's not a window, a lot of Bochum don't have the option of window. They don't have the option of window. They could light inside or they could light outside. So how you melamed zchus and huge groups of klalis? Well, soon I'll tell you what you have to do. Our first melamed, we have a lot of people that have choshev rabbeim that they don't light outside. They light in the windows, or they light near the doors, more the Hemesh HaOlam, yeah? So the Dvar Yeshua says that Val Bizman Chazal was a sakone. They removed the takone from outside and they put it inside. And the male heroes, if you line outside, it's a Mochel Vatole because they removed it. Until Mashiach comes, they didn't put it back out. It's Fakat of the Londres. If we said a Bizman Chazal B'Diyavid Yoyitza inside, they didn't have to remove it. He was learning a Bizman Chazal Yunad Yoyitza B'Diyavid inside. So they had to remove it. It's like you can't have it on both sides. We say that maybe a person could add inside, give you Bizman Chazal B'Diyavid Yoyitza inside. He says Bizman Chazal Yifushan Nav Yoyitza B'Diyavid. But it was a Sakone, so they had to raise the Takone. Now they raised it, they never redid it. Why they never redid it? Who will know when to bring it back? When not to be Mashiach will come, take care of it. He says a lot of zach like Musaf. We daven Amol. We daven early. We daven Shofar. They blew an Anos Hashachar before Shachris. Was a sakana. The goyim were waiting for them, so they started to blow Shofar after Shachris. No one was waiting for them in Eretz Yisrael, but we blow Shofar at the same time. Things are removed. Sula Nitzis Liyam Aravi. Most people are not makpid on it. I get married Yom Aravi, but most people don't makpid to get married Yom Aravi. As a mefurish in Mishnah, Sula Nitzis Liyam Aravi. I was Agmoin, the Takone is bottle, it's bottle. So, things change. The Melet, Shaz the Sakone, this is the Dvar Yeshua. But again, it's a Chilush of the Dvar Yeshua. The Milchas Yitzchok, Dayan Weiss, brings down, even Bezman Hazeh, you could light inside. He brings down the Loshen HaItur. Itur is one of the Rishonim HaKadmoinim. I want to say the Loshen. Bezman HaSakone Yidliku Bifnim. Vekayoim Af She'ein Sakone Madlikim Bifnim. Kevan shenoagu noagu, umi unochen shiyadik b'chutz. Say that even there is no sakone, noagu noagu. Those are ruah in Cheschanike. Kayoim shein sakone noagu lehadlik b'fnim. Ve'lo yadan et taime. Ma taime einanu madlikim b'chatzreseinu. Zog the Dvar Yeshua. Shteit. Ein sakone, madlikim b'fnim, ve'lo yadan et taime. Zog the Yashif, he says, ve'lo yadan et taime. So you have to change. Rav Yeshua says, he says aher, says ahin, but he says klo, that the meaning was, the itur, the ozeruah. Oyel Moyel is the Rebbe from the Rashbo. Ve'ach shu no angu laniach ha-pesach mibifnim, av al pi she'ein shas ha-sakona. Rabbi Yeruchim brings down, ve'lav davka sakone, el ha-sakona she'agoyim ignevu. Amor, she'll put a stool on the outside, it's a sakone. Or even a Pashto Menoira, you're not mechuyev to stand there to check that no one will take it away. The Sefer Imre Noyam, the Chassidish Sefer, brings down from Megillas Tainis that b'pnei ha-sakone means b'pnei ha-leitzim, that the goyim will laugh on us. V'af al gav d'chassiv lo yivosh b'pnei ha-maligim olov. Hocher shekevon shetiknu sheyesh leitzim yochel lehadlik mibifnim. Usin eilu is a nafkemina legabi this halacha of the leitzim. Or Hashulcha wants to say, a Meshunah de Kazakh says, today we see as big winds. Recently there was a wind that said it was 100 years they didn't have such a wind. So the Nuzakh says, I'm only given as a wind. So mainly he says, you can't light outside, it will blow out. So what, they make boxes? Why the Gemara doesn't say, Oise Kufsa? There's no Sugi, Oise Kufsa. There's not mentioned nothing in the Gemara about the box. Vice says the mold was work without a box, yeah? It doesn't say nothing about a box. You know, all the people that dig to find things from years ago, yeah? They found me nervous. You heard someone found a box? No, I tell you, I checked in a lot of the museums. There's no boxes. There's no boxes. Where are the boxes? Zokhtar, the mold was not windy. They say it's to get to the hole in this, you know, like this hole off. No, today there's a hole in the sky. So it's more windy. It became more windy. The Mele, he says, that in our days, even in the summer, you can't light a menorah outside. So try to light fire outside, in the summer it will blow out. Not only that, we'll see later, Bez Hashem, in the next year, it'll be in 2 weeks, next week, will not be a shir. But the Pesach Tzvi Frank brings down, we'll see Machlekes, Rebbe Eliashiv, Rebbe Shlomo Zalman. When you light, Bez Hashem, we'll get to the maskana, you have to light outside. Yeah, we'll get to it in a second. So the shayla is, so you buy a box. How you light? You open the box and you light. Zog the Pesach Tzvi Frank, you're not Yoitzah. Because if you leave the box open, it will blow out. So it's Eina Yochalami Beruach Metzuya. So we'll see later how some person can hold the light. You close it with a glass and you come with a candle from the side. This is all umnus. How you could light with a closed box. Because if you close the box later, Adloka is a mitzvah. And b'shas that look, it was windy. We'll see machlekes of Shemzadon, Rebel Yashiv, Abu Skirov. We'll get to that. It's a whole avodah. The Meile, Zog or Hashulchan, Lama Zogin that is a Eitze. Zog Zogin of Shemzadon, Rebel Yashiv is right, you're allowed to leave the box open. Lama Zogin. But it's no sugi in the Gemara, you have to close the box. You're allowed to leave the box open. Where are these sugis in Shas? The Mele says to leave it today to guys, you'll tell them to light outside, they'll leave the box open, then they will close it and not the Yaitse. Better they'll light inside. Mishen and Ma'aril Diskin, they say that he said, even though it's no sakone, Abu Shemo Yachzor Adovo Lesuroi, and people will not know when to stop to light outside. Well, there was a mice here in Eretz Yisrael, a person who was living in a very frying neighborhood. And he was like the shittas that you light outside the house to the stair steps. No. Yeah, well, Sitzkim had no shittas like that. But this was that guy that was a neighbor, frying neighbor. So she went to court, she said that she got nauseous from the smell of the oil. The whole court case, and the judge says in 8 days he wants it to be away. I remember it was in the newspaper. There was a whole court case. She claims that she slipped from the smell, she got dizzy. You know, that's amazing. So, but we see that sakone could be, though, this is what Ma'aril Diskin says. Because man, we don't have koyach ha-teire, Moshe the Gemara says in Koines, that the Gomel was walking in the whole city, the whole house became burned from the Hanukkah candles. Moses says, Madlik Bereshus, he's potu. Right? It's one of the two places that the Chanukah, three places that Chanukah is brought to Mishnayos. Even that Rebbe didn't want to make Hamasechta and Chanukah, but one of the places that is brought down, it's in Akoinus. That if he's in the Chanukah outside, and the Gomel goes with a Pishton, the Sichu is at Biro, he's potu, because Shoah is a Bereshus. So, such a thing will happen today, for sure they will put him in jail. For sure they will make him to pay money. So the Ma'aril Diskin says, even when we have cloudy soil, and all of the Sforim al Pisoid, you know, the Neisoschor, the Neisrol, the Magim Mikoshnitz, and all these Sforim, they bring down al Pikabole, that they changed it, and it has to be inside. There's a Sefer Seder Ayoim that was living in Tzfas in the time of the Bez Yosef. And he says, "Onu madliki mi befnim." Also, Mishnah Berurah is a shtickel mashma. So he says, "Kayoim, if you came late, you're allowed to wake up your bnei bais and light inside." The bais and radin they said was no sakone. It's mashma and chofetz chaim that people were lighting inside. So the bais, lo meib tzachon. To start the talk on halacha lemaisa. If someone wants to light inside, he has anhu to be soimach. I think I brought down 10 rishonim that sidam anhu to be soimach. But if someone wants to follow a rabbeim, Rebel Yashiv, Rebbe Yomin Zilber, Briskerov, Chazanish, he has to light outside. Outside, you yoitza lekulal mechutzin ledvar Yeshua. If you light inside in a window, that we'll see the windows, lemato me'esrim amo, also then you could yoytze lekula alme. So now we know the aloche, that lekatchila is the Indian to light outside, and outside is the best place. Rabbi Yashiv holds you mechuyev. So everyone wants to light outside. Why everyone wants to light outside? We know, mitzvah schanikelo shel Rambam chavivo hi ad me'oid. Hazoir bener havel bonim talmidei chachamim. Say no. So a person decides, I heard a shir, the shishi, I'm lighting outside. Now the problem starts. Where you light outside? Gemara says, Mitzvah Nechanike, Manichoy al Pesach Habayis Mibachutz. What is Pesach Habayis? So Loshon HaGemara is Nechanike, Manichoy, Pesach HaSomach L'Shusorabim. Rashi says, Pesach HaChotze. Taisa says, Pesach Habayis Shenire L'Chotze. So Lefi Rashi, you put it in Pesach HaChotze, and in a few cases, you put it in the door of the house that you could see from the street. It's very interesting. The Sefer Dvar Yeshua, he says, he has a proof that he's right. How Rashi and Tesis have an argument, where's the Pesach? What they did last year? What Rashi and how is the argument? What they did in last year? Rashi says, you lied in the Pesach HaChotzer. Tesis says, Pesach HaBayis. What was last Hanukkah? The Tarot says, but they lived inside. No one was lighting outside. So with the years, they forgot where to light. Everyone would light outside. How's the machlokes Rashi and Tesis? What? No, we're saying in Vormisha, in these places, in the ghetto, was no sakone. Outside the ghetto. In the ghetto was closed. The ghetto was closed.
They already forgot.
So what are they made up? We pask in Pesach HaChotzer. It's a machlekes briskerov and chazanish. Where is Pesach HaChotzer today? Chazanish says, today we don't have a chotzer. Chotzer is the first Rashi in Ashutvim, Sheroiv tashmishom hoyo b'chotzer. Chotzer shalifne abatim. Some bochim show me some diras that they have that matzav yet. Yeah? But most places, they don't have it. Zog de chazanish, b'meile, you can't light there. Biskirov says, we have a Pesach HaChotzer. So the Biskirov says, you have to do Pesach HaBayis, and the Chazanish says, and the Biskirov says, Pesach HaChotzer. So now the Shaila is like this. So when you have, l'moshel, a house, an apartment, on your own, and you have a nice Chotzer, and you have a door of the house, l'fi the Chazanish, you do the door of the house, l'fi the Biskirov, you do the Pesach of the Chotzer. So that's a chumra b'shem the chazanish, that the Pesach has to have a tzura as a Pesach. You have to know. L'moshul, when Rabbi Yashiv came here to be a sandik, we asked him in the mirror, where you light? We were speaking on the main entrance. Outside on the street, Pesach HaChotzer, on the door of the building. Chazanish said the door of the building. L'moshul, on this entrance, the second one, Rabbi Liboruch would light in the second one, but he would build the Tzuras HaPesach. So if a person has an apartment on his own, he could light in the Pesach of the Bayis, Pesach of the Chotzer, he's good. A person lives in an apartment building. Zog de Chazanish, he doesn't have where to light. If he lights downstairs, it's not Pesach HaChotzer. Near his door, no one could see it from outside. He's be'etzem dor ba'aliyah. So on a window, and if you don't have a window on the table, lefi the biskirov, you have to lie downstairs. So now you have a shiloh, what to do? What to do? Where to light? You're living in an apartment building. You light in the window, lefi Rabbi Yashiv is a mitzvah to lie downstairs. You lie downstairs, the fiddle has an issue, not your itzah. So what do you do? And we know mitzvah schanike chavivo ad me'oid. Is mehadrin mina mehadrin, shemen zais, mehadrin mina mehadrin, lekola bais, hidurim al hidurim. It's an Indian to be mehadr. Why? Roshim Reb Chaim Shmulevitz would say all of all, why is the Inyan to be mehadr? What is the Inyan? Why in Chanukah are we such mehadrim? He says, if you go around in the street, you ask someone, what happened in Chanukah? What do I tell you? We find the oil, 8 days. We open al-Nisim, we say, what happened in Chanukah? Rabim b'yad me'atim, t'meim b'yad t'ayichim, v'shayim b'yad tzadikim. It b'chal doesn't mention the oil. And the answer is, we don't need the oil. Who needs the oil? T'mu'ut r'b'tzivu. T'mu'ut r'b'tzivu. It's no Indian. The ness was that Hashem saved us. So why, Taka, when you ask someone what happened in Chanukah, the person will tell you, there was no oil. Ask every kid in Chayla. He said, there's no oil, they found the oil. Why the kid doesn't say, Antiochus came and we killed him? The answer is, because the Maya said, the only thing we'll do for Chanukah is we'll light the menorah. The right thing would be really to put Maccabim. But Chaim Shmuel said, Maccabim, we won the war. This was the Ness. So why we don't do that? Zok Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he will explain it with a mashal. He said, as a little kid, his mother changes him. You go into a room, you see a little kid, you see a lady changing a little kid. You wonder to yourself, who is this lady? Is the housekeeper? Or is the Yiddish Imame? How you know? She's washing him, she's bathing him. You wonder, Yiddish Imame? Housekeeper, babysitter. How you know who it is? Zok, you see, if when she finishes to change the diapers, she puts them down, she goes to the next baby, housekeeper, maid, nanny, all of these achim, yeah? If when she finishes to clean him, she picks him up, she gives him a kiss on the forehead, that's the Yiddish Imame. When a kid, the mother changed his diaper and then she gave him a kiss. For what he has to say thank you? For the kiss or for changing his diaper? For changing his diaper. She got all the dirt, she cleaned him, yeah? Kiss a hell, kiss a hin. But how we know that he's a kid when he got the kiss? Look to Hashem. Hashem had to save us. He promised. Shaloi tishtakach mipi zaroi. But he could do it because he has to. Doesn't have to do it because he wants to. He has to. But Hashem showed us, I did it because I want to. How he showed us. We didn't need the oil. It was unnecessary. But I love you. I gave you a kiss. Achakach bo'u bonecho lidvir b'isecho. We felt a kiss. How you give back a kiss when you get a kiss? You know, we say it every day in Davening. You know, Chazal say, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Right? He had to. You know, everyone learns, you know, in Cheder, B'shaski As Yamsu, when we're going out of the water, you know that all different things were coming out from the walls. Candy, chocolate, today they say sour sticks, yeah? All different things were coming out from the walls. The shaila is, why you need it? Klaus were going out of Mitzrayim. Why they need all this candy, all this nash coming out? The Teretz is, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. He had to. He promised Avraham Avinu. But he wanted to show us, he's not doing it because he has to, because he wants to. He gave us a kiss. HaMoitzi es Amo Yisrael miMitzrayim HaMavir Bonov Ben Kisro Yamsu. Zedim Tibato, Yedidim Evarto. So when we felt the kiss, how we gave back a kiss to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We say it every morning and evening. What kiss we gave back to the Ribbono Shel Olam? We picked up our hands and we said, Zekeli v'anveyu aloi ke'ovi v'arim emenu. It's one mitzvah that Hashem didn't tell us to do and we decided to do it. When we will do the mitzvahs, we will not do it because we have to. We will put gold and silver. We will show you we want to. This is the reason the Chanukah is the Indian from Mehadrin, Mina Mehadrin. Because the whole Chefze of the Ness is, Hashem showed us He loves us. So the kid is proud that he's a kid. So, and Alanisim, Zogt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, we say thank you, not on the kiss, thank you on saving us. Thank you for changing the diaper. Oh, but I'm proud that I'm a kid. So I put menorahs all over. Look, He loves me. He saved me. He gave me the menorah. So what we show is the menorah. But the thank you. So now that we have to do a menorah, where we will light the menorah? Upstairs, the Fidei Yashiv is not good. Downstairs, Fidei Chazanish is not good. So if you live lemato me'esrim amo, no, you could light in the window, but you have it yaitza anyway, even the Fidei Yashiv. But if you live lemalo me'esrim amo, like my house, you live in Malam Esrim Amo. We'll see about the Moshe from the buildings across the street. But you live in Malam Esrim Amo. Where are we light? Upstairs, the Fidei B'Yashiv Roch Levatole. Downstairs, the Fidei Chazanish. So the Machmirim light too. That's what most of the Choshev of Neteir are doing in Eretz Yisrael. You light downstairs and upstairs.
Which one do you make the bracha by?
So what we do is you make the bracha downstairs, you don't talk, you run upstairs and you light the other one. Why do like that? Because if you light upstairs, could be b'di'evit yoytze, as manich al shulchan v'dayer. Chaim said, after yoytze b'di'evit, you can't add a hidur on the mitzvah. So b'meile, I light downstairs. Also makes it easier. You run upstairs, you could sing upstairs with the family. Technically, it's also easier. But this is the ma'aseh most of the machmirim do. Most of the machmirim know this well, that again, so I want to be mindful. If you live lemato me'esri mamo, and you have a window, but the mashal bacher that lives in a bunker, where he will light? Downstairs, the firbi yashiv bacher levatole. Downstairs, the firbi chazanish bacher levatole. So I told his bacherim to have two menorahs. So now I'll give you a little eitzah. Chazanish said lemashal, if you have a door for a porch, you could light in the door of the porch. Now, if the door is from glass, for sure it's good. Why? He said, it's not Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah. Chazanish said, when there's a fire, the fire engine comes through the porch. The mele is called the Pesach HaPasuach Rosh Hashanah. The mele of the Moshel, I go to a deer to see the deer where to light, and they have a nice door. I said, you could light on the door. You get to Alashitas. Sai Rebel Yashiv Lekatchile. Because the Pesach HaPasuach Rosh Hashanah. I mean, years ago, I gave this shiur. It was a group of Bachim from a different yeshiva here. They were living. I remember where the Shai, the apartment was. And they're making Chayzik and the Chazanish. It's called a Pesach Pesach Shusarabi because the fire engine. Friday, they came to yeshiva shaking. I said, what happened? They had a fire yesterday night and the fire engine saved them through the porch. I said, the Chazanish. Chazanish said, this is Pesach HaPesor HaShusharabi. So a lot of Bochrim, what they do in such a case, they can't afford two menorahs. So what I tell a lot of Bochrim, the Eitz is, Lama Zogim, all of them light inside, and they have one menorah outside, and everyone is mishtatef in that menorah. But you have to be makpid that the guy that lights outside will only light after the guy that light inside. Because if he lit in outside, but he have the yoytze, your bracha is bracha levatala inside. Only you make it tonight, and if he lights before you, you don't want it to be yoytze. Avada, it's not so poshut, like atchila to be mishtatef. We'll see later in the halachas of achsanoi, when you come to visit by someone, you could chip in. But two bochim, it's a suffix if the Mishnah Berurah, if they could chip in for one menorah. Again, when I learn the sugya of achsanoi, people know the halacha of chipping in. Chipping in helps one family. Two bochim that live in Odire, it's not so partial that we could yoitze. We know that bi'ikar adin you could have one menorah. And if you come to a house, you can be mishtatev bepruto, then when it's a balabais, and you're mishtatev bepruto. But two bochim lekatchile cannot be mishtatev. I'm just saying, legabe, two menorahs, you could be seimech on this tziruf. Lekule alme, a balabas cannot be mishtatef with achsanoi. I have a lot of years, every year this story. Some bochim go to cousins, almona for Shabbos. Shabbos Chanukah, they want to mesameach the cousin. So they go a couple bochim, zanish kenichut. Oh, she has so much bochim, she's so happy, she doesn't have to light a menorah. She's mishtatef with them. She's not yoytze. Balabait could never mishtatef with achsanoi. Achsanoi could be mishtatef with balabais. Two achsanoim is a shayle. Now, let me a little bit try aloha lemaise. We'll take yeshiva smir, we'll start. Main building. Merkaz, we call it. You sleep in the dorm here, where you light. Beis Yishaya, where you light. Beis Shalom, where you light. Friedman, Shalom, Simcha, Bechula. Yeah? Where you light. So, lemoshe. In yeshiva, Lekula Alma, like Rebbe Eliashiv told us, you could light outside the door of yeshiva. It's the best place to light. Why? We look at it like one big house. My lunch room is in the bottom. My bathrooms are there. My study is this Bismedrash. My library is upstairs. Coats is there. Phone system is here. My office is downstairs. It's one big house. Again, we'll speak later next year. What would be a bacher that sleeps in this building, but his dining room is in Beishava, and he's not eating in the same place? But this is a different shayla. But this is what he is, so maybe he has to take food to eat, at least one meal in this building. For that, for Hanukkah. Well, this is already nugea to the hilchis adlokim, mokem achila ika, mokem sheina ika. On a marshal, a bacher that has a door sleeps, but it's not in the deal that they cook food. He Baruch Hashem eats in yeshiva. He sleeps somewhere else. So where he lights, mokem achila, mokem sheina. But now I'm not going into that. This is the second shir. Now we discuss someone that eats in yeshiva. So avada to light downstairs is for sure okay. Or the marshal boys that have windows, lemato me'esrimamo, could light also in the windows. Why do you need to light in the windows? Here's silent for Rebbe Yashiv, silent for the Chaznish, they could light downstairs. First, sometimes not enough place. And also the window has a minor that it's nicker, that it's coming from them. So it's better downstairs, but the window is also good if it's lemato me'esrim. What would be if you don't have a window facing the street? And there's no place for you downstairs. Some rabbonim hold that, especially in Yeshiva Smir, that's like a Rosh Hasharabim, you could light near the door of the dorm. There's more people that pass here from all streets in Pesach. Why not? It's Rosh Hasharabim. This has a din of Rosh Hasharabim. A couple thousand people pass it every day. But while it's not so partial to be samech on it, so the Eitzah I told the Bochim that want to rely on it is to open the door, Rosh Hashanah told me, to open the door and to light in the post of the door. So b'mon efshach. If it's not Rosh Hasharabim, it's legor that b'di'evet, it's manichah shulchonu, it's the room.
The dorms.
The room. Their door room. No. Is it sad that the hallway is Rosh Hasharabim? Is it sad that not? So if it's not, so why are you lighting there? So the Vele, if you want to light in your room, the Eitz is to open the door, to light in the room, and to leave the door open. You have to know that. Then in Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, the Shabbos, to move it. Now, lemalo me'esrim amo is posu. Nechliku apoiskim, what would be if you have a window and there's a building across the street? And that building could see opposite. Rav Vosner paskins that it's good, and also B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, they say that it's good. Rabbi Eliashiv said that it's not good. So again, it's in my house. I have a building across the street, but it's the Malam Esrimam. This is the reason I don't rely on the window, because if you're Rabbi Yashiv, it's not enough. But, Lemoshal, I'll give you examples. Look at Chaim Kanievsky, that Lemoshal, people sleep in this building at the fourth floor. So we measured it. It's the Malam Esrimam. If you don't know how to measure, you take a thread, put a piece of paper, you roll it to the bottom, and then you go on the balatas and you check. But Mechoma, the bakery, the street goes uphill. So lemaise, opposite it, it's lemata. Chaim Kanievsky says it's okay. And in our days, a lot of streets have that solution. If Stam is a building, so Rav Vosner holds it's okay, and Rabbi Yashiv holds that it's not okay. But if the Rosh Hasharabim goes uphill, Zok Chaim Kanievsky, then it's good. Now, I want one more halacha to finish this topic. Sounds very good. So tomorrow, everyone and all the dears will want to light outside. At least to be Yitzhak Rebbe Eliashiv. As a halacha, you have to light it with Tefach HaSomuch. You can't light it far away. It has to be with Tefach HaSomuch. How everyone could put with Tefach HaSomuch? So first of all, B'Shem Zalman says, if one guy puts on one side, you could go back to the other side. You're mukah for mitzvahs. Not everyone has to go to the right side. Or to the left side, opposite the mezuzah. One side mezuzah, one side menorah. The next guy could go back to the right side. There's no deal. People have a mistake. Everyone tries to run to the left side. Because mezuzah be a min mechalika b'smol. It's to be mukah b'mitzvahs. It's not a ma'akev. Rav Shmuel Zalman had a huge kula. This is what we do in the yeshiva. He says, if you make a closet and you put it betoch tefach, even that the closet himself moves out of the tefach, it's called that you betoch tefach asomach ladeles, and it's okay. It doesn't have to be that the whole fire is betoch tefach. If you have a menorah and the menorah is betoch tefach, people see that it belongs. If you have a closet shelf and you have shelves, that's what the yeshiva does. You will see they will put a closet shelf near the Pesach, near the Delas, so the whole closet is okay. Because everyone sees that this closet belongs to this. The reason is because if it's not B'tech Tefach, it's not Nika. And again, these are the reasons that it's not so easy to say, I will light outside. Because you have to know, it has to be a Pesach HaPesuah L'Rosh HaSohabim, B'teich Tefach, that people can see it, and then it's told in the Chazon Ish or not. So again, La'alocha le'maise. And Chutz La'aretz is much easier to be maker, to do in the windows, because it's a shtikel sakone outside. Different neighborhoods, different hours, different times. The menorah late by night, people don't want to go outside. And Eretz Yisrael, especially in our areas, Be'etzem is no sakone. So Rabbi Yashi v'siyato yamachmir. Again, about his choshevi groups and klal Yisrael that are don't hold like that, hold that it didn't change. But we that go with the Biskarov Chazon Ish Rabbi Yashiv, we are like a tchila hamakbi to light outside. Just again, if we have a window b'teich esrim, it's only a chumra yaseir. Because with the yevet you yoytze, you want to be machmir gizun tehei. If the window is no window, there is mamish roi to light also outside. If the window is lemalo me'esrim, but you have a window across the street, it's kidai to lie downstairs, but you don't have to. This is the reason I say, Alamol, guys come to ask Shilas, and every guy gets a different psak, outside, inside. You have to find out what he has. Now, I didn't go into details yet, but this will be a gap to the next year. A bocher has a deer. He has a window, but the window is not in his room. It's in his friend's room. He could light in that window. Again, he could lie on the table in the kitchen, but then no one will see it. So now he has to know. I'm trying to explain. A bocher, most bochim don't have windows to the street. Even the ones that are not in bunkers, is bederach klal, one or two have windows to the street. The other ones don't have. So in a normal apartment building, every person has one side that you can see to the street. So the family sticks to that side and puts there the menorah. Here the shaila is, you could lie in someone else's room. So again, to remember the klal is alamol. Downstairs, if the marshal, some boys have like a door to the street, then it's for sure good. If they don't have that, if they have a window with a chesrim, both are good. Both are good. Like at chilif rebriyash, if the line also outside, but both are good. The windows lemalo me'esrim, if you can't see, you have to light outside lefi Rebbe Yashiv, and it's roi le'achmir. If you could see outside, because there's a building across the street, it's only roi le'achmir, but you're not mechuyev to be machmir. We'll stop here for that.
My window is by the rain. Huh? Sorry, I said.
No window.
What? It's not a window.